Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Mike.
And we are talking about time capsules.
Time capsules.
Have you ever made a time capsule?
I have not. Oh. I've never made a time capsule. I've never traveled in a space capsule. But I have taken a headache medicine capsule. So this is a funny word, capsule.
Yeah.
basically, it's a small thing that is made to contain or hold or protect something important. So a space capsule is like the early spaceships, right?
Right.
Like Neil Armstrong and Apollo 11. That was a space capsule.
Mm-hmm.
And I also mentioned medicine capsules. That's a type, the type of medicine with that sort of plastic shell.
Mm-hmm.
And inside is kind of the powdery medicine. We call that a capsule. And not maybe a pill. But a time capsule, you put time inside of it? How do you put time inside of something?
Not quite. Well, we have to forgive Mike a little here. He's never made a time capsule. So when I was young in elementary school.
Oh, really?
Our grade or our elementary school, just in one specific year, made a time capsule. And they said, oh, we'll open this in I don't know how many years. Maybe 100.
Is it still there?
It's probably still there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure my mom would have told me if they'd taken it out. But we put a bunch of things inside it. And, you know, I can't really remember what we put in there.
Okay.
It was a really long time ago now.
Okay.
Yeah, but I assume in 100 years they'll open it up and find out what's inside.
That's cool. I guess we didn't do it because my elementary school was a time capsule.
Mm.
It hadn't changed in about 80 years.
Yeah, that was my high school. So.
We were living history. anyways, yeah, so that's what we're going to be talking about today. And tomorrow, time capsules. Very interesting stuff.
Reading.
Make your own time capsule. How can you communicate with people in the future? One way is to make a time capsule, a package filled with items from the present day that will be opened in the future. People often make time capsules so that they can save examples of the culture and technology of their time. This way, these capsules help people in the future understand what life was like in former times. Time capsules are usually buried in the ground. They are meant to be opened at any time in the distant future, such as in 50 or 100 years. Some popular things to put in them are electronic items, clothes, toys, coins, books, newspapers, photos, and seeds. People also often leave recorded messages. If you make your own time capsule, you can write a letter to yourself in it. You may want to write down your high hopes and whatever you want to tell yourself in the future.
Okay, today's article starts out with a question, and it asks, how can you communicate with people in the future? And I'm going to assume in this question that we don't get to answer with a time machine.
No, time machines are not allowed. Yeah, it's difficult to communicate with people in the future because it's the future.
Right.
And unless you have a time machine or a Doctor Who, a Time Lord, or have a spaceship that can travel faster than the speed of light, we can't go to the future. So we can't communicate with the future. So how do you do this? Well, the article goes on to say one way is to make a time capsule.
Okay.
And here's where we get to exactly what it is. It says a package filled with items from the present day that will be opened in the future. So that's basically what it is. The package is the capsule. In this case, it's probably a box or something like that.
jar,
a jar if you want to make a small one, a box if you want to make a bigger one. And inside this package, this capsule, box, jar, whatever it is, you fill it with items or things from the present day. And the idea is then you put it somewhere and it will be opened in the future. So kind of like what scientists do when they dig up an old village and they find, you know, the old homes or clothes or dishes or things like that. But this is a little bit more planned. Present, here when we use this adjective, we're talking about now. This is the present day. This is the present month, present year. It's basically the time that we are living in, all right? So when we talk about the present, it's not the past, which is history. It's not the future, which is to come. It's now. It's the present. For example, can I call you back? I'm very busy at the present time. At this time, I am very busy. But in the future, in 10 minutes, it'll be better.
All right. Well, it sounds to me like it's a nice gift for the scientists in the future.
Yeah.
But,
and historians.
Yeah. You know? All right. Well, let's find out why people might make these. Here it says, people often make time capsules so that they can save examples of the culture and technology of their time. Okay, so we kind of give a reason why here, and we did that using the grammar pattern so that. Now, this is quite common in English. You'll hear it quite a bit. And there are two main ways that you can say so that, in just sort of different meanings here. So the first meaning is the one that's seen in this example. We use it to say that by doing one thing, you make another thing possible. Now, we use it in this pattern, subject plus be verb or just a verb, so that, subject, and verb. Now, we don't always need to include the that. We can leave it out if we want. But here's an easy example to look at. Let's leave early. So that's our subject. Let us. And then leave is our verb. And then we just have a verb phrase there. Let's leave early so that we don't get stuck in traffic. So you are leaving early because you don't want to get stuck in traffic. Now, we can often see the words will, would, can, and could in so that sentences. For example, Pedro put his glasses on so that he could see the board better. Here's another one. Lucy rides her bike to work so that she can get some exercise. Now, here's another one. Maggie put the note on the door so that her brother would see it easily. Here we used would. One more with will. Nicholas puts his keys on a hook when he gets home so that he will always know where they are. Now, of course, we did mention that there is a second way to use so that, and here we're going to use it to show emphasis about a situation by saying what the result of the situation is. So we use this pattern. Subject plus verb, so, then an adjective or an adverb, plus that subject verb. Like this example here. The food in this country is so delicious that I gained 5 kilograms. Now here, what we want to say is how delicious the food in that country really is. So we say the result of what happened from eating all the food. The result is I gained 5 kilograms.
Oh, all right.
All right, so one more example just to nail it in here. Derek sings so loudly that all his neighbors can hear him. Now here we used an adverb. We wanted to say how loudly Derek sings. So we say what happens when he does sing, all the neighbors can hear him.
All right, and get back to the original sentence. People often make time capsules so that they can save examples of the culture and technology of their time. Making the time capsules so that this is the result, this is their goal, this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to save examples of the culture and technology of their time. Yeah, and when we talk about the present day or the future or the past, technology is an important thing. It's a way way for us to sort of, you know, record changes or notice things that have become different, because technology is basically when science and engineering combine to make machines that people use on a daily basis, all right? Cars are a type of technology that are a little more than 100 years ago. Smartphones are a very common technology these days that are only 10 or 15 years old. So when they take the science of computers and sending signals through space and all that stuff and put it into a machine that people can use, that machine is what we're talking about as technology. Not all of the science behind it, but the way it works in the real world, in your hand, in a machine, something you can buy, turn on, use, play with, anything like that. All right. So when you think of all the machines around you, from a clock to a smartphone to a car, a high-speed train, a bicycle, these are all different types of technology. For example, we could say 3D printing is a technology that could change the world. Mm-hmm. Generally, though, when people talk about technology, they talk about new machines. Bicycles are a technology, but that's an old technology. 3D printing is a new technology that will become common in the future.
Okay, so I guess you're just going to put a bunch of stuff inside this time capsule.
There you go, a smartphone, a newspaper, a popular CD from now, that kind of thing.
Right, and this is what's supposed to happen. It says, this way, these capsules help people in the future understand what life was like in former times. Okay, now we talked about the present day a few minutes ago. Now we're talking about former times, and we're using this adjective former. Now we use this adjective to describe something that was happening or was true before, but is not happening or not true now. Now, of course, things happened much differently in the past. The technology was different. We wore different clothes, played with different toys.
Listened to different music.
Exactly. So when we use the adjective former to describe these things, we're saying that it was not the same that it is now. Now, as an example, we might say, Katie's former husband lives in the U.S. now. So what we're saying there is that he used to be Katie's husband, but he's not anymore.
So they were married, but that was in the past, and they're not married now. So, yeah, I mean, imagine opening a time capsule from 1918, from 100 years ago. World War I would still be on. Clothes would be different. Toys would be different. Music would be different. It would all be very different. Imagine being able to touch and look and play with that stuff.
Right.
It would really be kind of like time travel. So once you get your capsule, your box, your jar, whatever, once you fill it with interesting stuff from the present, from now, it says, time capsules are usually buried in the ground. Well, it's a good place to hide stuff, right? Pirates bury their treasure in the ground because they don't want it to be found. So dig a hole, stick the capsule in, cover it up, remember where you put it, write that down
problem.
Or
tell
somebody. And then in the future, we'll get to that in the next sentence, someone will come along, dig it up, and they'll be able to touch a little bit of history.
That's right. Now, here's what will happen. It says they are meant to be opened at any time in the distant future, such as in 50 or 100 years.
That's an important word, distant future. So not next week.
No, not really. I don't think things are going to change too much.
Wow, this is from last Wednesday.
All right. Well, distant, what we're talking about here is an adjective, and it's used to describe something that is far away in space, such as kilometers, or in time, such as months and years. Now, when we say distant future, we're usually talking about a very long time in the future, such as 50 or 100 years, like we said in the article. Now, when we use it to talk about space, it's usually something very far away. So, I want to travel to a distant land.
Do you? Mars?
I'm not going to Kaohsiung.
Okay. That's not quite distant enough.
Maybe New Zealand.
Oh, that's pretty distant. Yeah. It certainly should take you more than an hour to get there.
Right.
If it's distant.
All right. Now, as an example sentence of distant, we could say, though we can see many stars in the night sky, they are so distant that it would take us hundreds of years to reach them.
That's true. That would be far in the future as well.
Right.
Now, let's look at some of the ideas for what to fill your time capsule with. It says some popular things to put in them are electronic items, clothes, toys, coins, books, newspapers, photos, and seeds. Mm. That's an interesting last one there, seeds. Mm-hmm. Well, let's go back to the first one, electronic items. Remember that word technology?
Right.
Technology would fall under the category of electronic items because electronic is basically using electricity, but more importantly, computer microchips. Mm-hmm. All right, so a smartphone is an electronic thing. A Nintendo Switch, whatever it's called, one of those handheld video games.
I think it's the Switch.
Those are electronic as well. So it's not just powered with electricity. It has a microchip, a little computer brain in it.
Right.
It could be something simple from a cheap electronic watch or something quite complicated and expensive like a handheld video game or a smartphone.
Right.
But the idea here is that it's got a computer brain somewhere in it doing its job. For example, electronic video games first became popular in the 1970s.
Okay.
With Atari and Space Invaders and things like that. They're very different today, but they were still electronic back then, just with simple brains.
Yeah. Okay, so lots of things that you can put in here, but here's another one that is actually a pretty important thing to do these days. It says you can do this. People also often leave recorded messages.
Really?
So what we're saying here is that you can record a message, and when you record something, you store it on some sort of equipment like a CD or a USB stick by speaking into a recording device like a computer or phone and then saving it.
Wow.
Now, in this sentence particularly, we used this verb as an adjective by adding ed to show that the message had been recorded and saved. So maybe you speak into your phone and you leave a little message and then you can put that file onto a computer and put it on a CD and put it in your time capsule.
Mm-hmm. Very, very cool. And you could actually listen to people from the past. Yeah, I guess the one trick would be finding a machine that can play that recording.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they had records back in 1918, but I'm not sure my record player today could play that.
Right. So, you would probably have to search for an antique shop.
Yeah, you could probably do it, but it might be a little bit harder than just sticking it in your CD player and hoping it works. All right. Anyways, let's go on. It says, if you make your own time capsule, you can write a letter to yourself in it.
Ooh.
Now, there's a way of recording information that doesn't take a special machine. Yeah, you can just write it down. Yeah, writing is a form of recording things. It doesn't have to be using, you know, a record or a CD or a smartphone or something like that. Just write it down. Imagine reading a letter written by someone who was your age but 100 years ago.
Right.
They would probably write in a different way and talk about different things and all sorts of stuff, but it would be quite interesting.
That's right. Now, there's lots you're going to do here, but in this letter, there are certain things you can say, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we give you some examples here. It says, you may want to write down your high hopes and whatever you want to tell yourself in the future.
Huh.
That might be if maybe you're going to like open it in 50 years, you know, you can still be alive. But if you kind of did it 100 years from now, chances are you might not be around. So,
yeah.
Okay. So maybe you want to write down your high hopes. Well, this is a special phrase today. We're going to take a little break here to learn what it means. And then when we come back, we're actually going to be straight into our For You chat. So stay tuned to learn about high hopes, and then we'll be back with you.
Hey, how did your job interview go?
Great. I think Lee liked me.
That's good. When will you find out if you got the job?
They say they'll call me in a week.
It sounds like you have high hopes.
High hopes? Well, I will work on the 18th floor if I get the job. That's pretty high.
I hope they have an elevator. But high hopes means a strong feeling that something good will happen.
I see. High hopes means 厚望.
Yes. I have high hopes for an English test I'll take tomorrow.
Good luck with your test.
Thanks.
For You Chat.
Okay. Okay, welcome back to For You Chat. Let's talk about time capsules here today. The question is, if you made a time capsule, what would you put in it and why?
Oh my gosh, what a good question. Well, I think some of the things we've already looked at would be good. Maybe some technology like a smartphone.
Maybe your broken smartphone.
Maybe your broken smartphone or a cheap one. But you might also want to put in the smartphone charger.
Yeah.
So someone in the future can hopefully plug it in and turn it on. Because having just a dead smartphone wouldn't really tell them a lot.
No, probably not.
Time you live in.
They'd probably try to break it open.
Yeah, exactly. Or eat it or think it's candy. But candy, that might be an idea. You know, maybe a 7-Eleven sandwich to see if it's still good.
McDonald's hamburger.
Yeah, it might still be good in the future. You never know. I think a newspaper, that's a really logical one.
Yes, because it would shows the date.
The date. It would show the news. It would show pictures from that time. It would have a lot of good information in it. What else?
I'd probably put some pictures of maybe famous people.
That's a good one, yeah.
Pictures of, you know, your own family.
Right.
And, of course, write down on the picture who each person is. So you're not like my mom looking at old pictures and going, who are these people?
That's a good idea. Or maybe I was also thinking like a catalog from a store. So people, you know, get something from a popular store like Jalifu or whatever. People can see what people bought, what they look like, how much prices were. Because that's always interesting when you see movies from a long ago and you see, wow, a hamburger only cost 10 cents.
Right.
A cup of coffee was 5 cents. You know, that kind of thing is interesting too. It shows real change in things that people just see every day and don't think about. So,
okay. Well, of course, there are plenty more things that you can put in there. The sky is the limit. Use your imagination, find some fun things to put into your time capsule. But today, we don't have any more time.
Aww.
So we'll be back tomorrow to talk more about making time capsules. All right. See you then.
Bye-bye.
Make your own time capsule. How can you communicate with people in the future? One way is to make a time capsule, a package filled with items from the present day that will be opened in the future. People often make time capsules so that they can save examples of the culture and technology of their time. This way, these capsules help people in the future understand what life was like in former times. Time capsules are usually buried in the ground. They are meant to be opened at any time in the distant future, such as in 50 or 100 years. Some popular things to put in them are electronic items, clothes, toys, coins, books, newspapers, photos, and seeds. People also often leave recorded messages. If you make your own time capsule, you can write a letter to yourself in it. You may want to write down your high hopes and whatever you want to tell yourself in the future.
Vocabulary Review.
Present. I can't answer that question at the present time. I'll let you know if I find an answer in the future. Technology. Stephen likes technology and is always talking about new phones or computers. Former. Bill's former English teacher was from England, but his new teacher is American. Distant. People put these stones here in the distant past, but we're not sure why anymore. Electronic. My father's store sells electronic items like cameras and TVs. Record. In the past, People recorded things by writing them down on big stones.